Welcome back to class. It is wonderful to have you all here again. And I really appreciate the emails that I've received talking about what's happening in the world and just a need to clear out some of the things that are in our space. So before we begin in this session, I just really want to acknowledge you and validate the fact that you are here and your learning tools that you can use to clear, just keep clearing, create a rose and explode the rose, and create the rose and explode the rose. And I cannot emphasize this enough, is practice when it doesn't count. And what I mean by that is practice when you're not under fire, practice when you're not in overwhelm, practice when everything feels like, hey, this is a really awesome day. Create a rose, collect up what's not you, put it in the rose, and explode the rose. Widen your grounding cord. Drop your grounding cord. Create a new grounding cord. Before you go to bed at night, clear out your space. So in this session today, I really wanted to do a work. This is a working session. And from what some of you have written in about is a conflict in relationship. And a lot of times there's conflict in relationship between other people, but it really starts with what that conflict that's within ourselves. So in today's session, we're going to clear out quite a bit around conflict in relationship. And then we're also going to go in and clear out a bit about doubt, that part of where I thought I was going for something, I didn't achieve what I wanted to, and then there's that underlying resistance, if you will, or residue, if you will, from the times that you were going for a goal and it never seemed to be accomplished. So that's what we're going to work on today. However, before we start, I just want you to really be aware of yourself. Just take a moment, take a breath, and just notice how you came into this body of work today. Are you rushed? Did you already clear your space? Is your attention on something else, or have you set this time aside for yourself? So don't change anything. Just be aware. How am I showing up for me? How am I presenting myself today in the world? Look at your grounding cord. What does it look like? Is it healthy? Does it have holes in it? Look at those six roses around you. Are they vibrant? Have you put your awareness on them? And take a breath. With no judgment, let's simply look at that grounding cord again. Does it need to be renewed? And if it does, take a few moments, drop the old grounding cord, and create a new one. That straight line and coil that attaches into that first chakra. It connects to Gaia. It's turned on with the dial all the way up to full release. I think I've said this before, but my kind of go-to is to always give the command to my grounding cord to be three times larger than what I'm releasing. And when we get into the practice of giving that command, you know, grounding cord, expand three times larger, that becomes your walking around space. That becomes, if we were to say, your operating system, your default mode. So that when shit hits the fan, like we said in the last session, it's an automatic, okay, I really need my grounding cord wide right now. And you'll notice that you begin to stabilize quickly because you've given yourself that opportunity to have an avenue for what is not yours to flow down into where it can be used. So take another breath. And now would you just create a rose? And let's very consciously place that rose in front of you, right at the edge of your aura. Make it as tall and as wide as you like. Again, this simply says, here's where I end and the world can begin. I'm giving myself this huge space, a good arm's distance in front of me. And then we're going to consciously, methodically create 5 more roses and place one on the left, on the right, behind you, above you, and below you. And be inside those 6 points. Again, this is the default. This is the working operating system. This is how I move around in life. And then let's have an agreement together. Would everyone take your crown chakra to emerald green? Just a group agreement. Today, for this session, we are joining together at emerald green so that we can have healing take place. And I'm going to say an invocation just to set the energy for this working space. Follow along if you like to change the words. Use words that work for you. Holy Mother, Holy Father, all that is. We say hello, I say hello. And I call to that part of me that's greater than what's inside skin. I say hello to my soul, and I welcome my soul to merge with me. I declare and claim that the work that I do today in this session is for my highest good and my greatest joy. And so it is. And take another breath. So like I said, this is going to be a working session. So what I mean by that is we're going to be creating roses, exploding them. My favorite way to explode is to put a big pile of C4 underneath my roses and explode the crap out of them. Sometimes there's, and I always get this mixed up, it's not the nitrous oxide that makes you laugh, but that NO2 that freezes things, and then you can take it like a baseball bat and shatter it. Another way that you can, quote, explode roses is to flame them, put them in fire. What we really are looking to do is to get the particles down to what is called that atom antine particle, which is the smallest that it can be divided, so there's no more way for it to grow. So however, when I say explode the rose, whatever methodology you want to use, then incorporate your methodology for exploding the rose. And one of the questions that came into the mailbox was, but I really like my rose and I don't like to destroy anything. And we're not destroying the beauty. We're not destroying the essence of the creation. And this is where wording gets really tricky. So I would like you to get out of your rational mind, the part that has to argue for and defend. What we're wanting to do is take the energy that's been bound together and separate it, loosen it, so that it can go back to either where it belongs, which is back to its originator, but sometimes even that's not appropriate. So that's why we have that grounding cord, is that Gaia really truly needs fertilizer. And so we give her compost so that she can put whatever minerals that she needs into that compost to have new growth material, new fertilizer for growth material. So I suggest that we get out of our rational mind, out of the head, and simply allow the experience to happen. So we're going to begin slowly and then build up. So would you just create a rose and have this rose be inside of your aura? And would you call yourself back? I'm calling myself back from wherever I have left myself in my day. Some of you are just waking up and doing this. Some of you have had a full day and you're doing this session. So if you dreamt and you left yourself out there someplace, call yourself back from the sleep space. If you were working today or playing today, maybe you left part of you in a store when you were getting gas, or you had a conversation with a child or an animal, or you were just out walking and left part of you out by a pond. Bring all of you back. Call yourself back. And this rose, we really want you to absorb, because you are bringing you back to you. So this rose is in your aura. My suggestion is put it right through the top of your head, through your crown chakra, bring it into that crown chakra, and then it will automatically drop into all the spaces of you that were a void, that are looking for you to fill you. And give the command to integrate yourself with yourself. And take another breath. You can tell we're already working here. And now, would you create another rose? Would you make separations from your day? So what was the last conversation you had? Was it on the phone? Was it in person? Was it a conversation on a text message, an email? Would you simply allow the rose to collect up that conversation? And explode the rose. Would you create another rose? And would you give the command to this rose to collect up a task that you think you have to do? It's like, oh, after class, I gotta go, ooh, or I forgot to turn the stove off, or whatever that task is that's kind of niggling around in your brain. Would you create a rose and collect up wherever your attention point is? And explode the rose. Good job. Now just open your eyes. I would like you to, if you are having have the ability with a piece of paper and pencil to draw concentric circles, then please just draw some concentric circles out on a piece of paper. If you don't have that available, just imagine a bunch of concentric circles. And then ask yourself, where am I right now in this moment in relationship to these concentric circles? With the center circle being my awareness on me. I'm only concerned about me. Just where is my energy right now? This is another way of bringing you back to you. So on my piece of paper, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 circles drawn out. So what I'd like you to do is just put your awareness on the concentric circles and pull yourself back one circle. Like I'm taking a step towards my center. I'm letting go of wherever my attachments are and my awareness out in the world. It would be similar to if you have a bunch of browser windows open. I'm notorious for this. I'll have 20 browser windows open. My goodness. And then I'm closing down the browser window. I'm closing down a tab on the browser window. So close it down, close it down, close it down. So bring your awareness back to another concentric circle. We're stepping closer and closer to the center. And if you're using my analogy, maybe it's time not just to close the tab, but to close the whole browser window down. And then I can look on my computer. Oh, what else is open? Close it all down and take another step towards the center of the innermost concentric circle. And another step in. Just notice how your body is beginning to relax. Your breathing is becoming that breathing in and breathing out from the heart. Take a breath and just take another step into, I'm turning in towards myself. I'm turning in towards me. To where only I exist. I may hear Nadine's voice, but only I exist in this innermost circle. And in this innermost circle, I again ask my soul to merge with me, to know what my soul knows. Now just listen to my voice, but do the work. Would you create a rose out in front of you? And would you give that rose the command to collect up conflict? Conflict specifically in relationship. And notice what color it's coming in as you're collecting up conflict. And notice its texture, its density. Is it a nice, airy, fairy, fluffy kind of texture? Is it hard and brittle? Is it thick and spiny? Just what's that texture of conflict in relationship that's coming out right now? Would you allow that rose that's collecting up conflict in relationship to circle around you 360 degrees, just making sure it's pulling from all the way around you, conflict in relationship. And now would you take that rose and pull it outside your aura so that you can really look at it? And just be in awe of, wow, check me out. Check out how well I've held on to all of this conflict. I mean, wow, look at that. I've done conflict. I get an A++ in conflict. I have a PhD in conflict. That's pretty impressive. Good job. If you can create all that, think about what the amazing things you can create in relationship. Right next to that rose that you're just looking at, would you also create a gauge, like a number line from 1 to 100? And would you ask that gauge how much of this conflict that is in this rose belongs to me personally? It was my conflict. It was my generation. It was meaning I'm the generator of the conflict. And just notice, no judgment, just notice. And now would you allow the rose to collect up the gauge as well and explode that rose? Just doing a little awareness here. And take a breath. Would you create another rose? And this time, would you allow the rose to create, would you allow the rose to collect up misunderstanding? Like, I wanted to say something and I didn't get what I was really wanting to say across, and the other person misunderstood what I was attempting to put out on the table, or they gave me information and I misunderstood what they were attempting to say. So just allow that rose to collect up misunderstanding. Again, in relationship. And if you have ever sent a text message or an email, it is really easy to have what you thought you said interpreted in such a different way. Or when people can't hear inflection in your voice, you said red and they heard blue mixed with green with tangerine in there. But it's like, no, wait, red. Like, no, blue. And then arguing begins because neither one could see the color, if that's, you know, from my silly example. So just misunderstanding. And again, would you move that rose outside of the aura and just look at it? Observe, how was it similar to the texture of conflict? Is it different to the texture of conflict? What do you notice? What's the difference in the density, the heaviness, the lightness? And then again, do that gauge. How much of this misunderstanding is mine? Or am I really holding all these other people's misunderstandings? I've become the receptacle for misunderstanding, the martyr for misunderstanding. And you can laugh at yourself right here. Like, that would be a good thing. Ha, 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 ha. And again, look how a bang up job that each of us are doing about holding all of this misunderstanding and conflict for pretty much those around us. Okay, explode your rose. And let's create one more rose. What's one thing in particular that you personally deal with relationship that you would like to clear out? So we're going to leave this one open-ended. Would you just create your rose and give the command to the rose to collect up that particular item that you personally experience in relationship that you would like to clear out? Notice its texture, colors, sounds. And then move that rose outside of your aura and explode it. Good job. Okay, would you open your eyes, kind of stretch your body, make the body real? And right here, before we go to another layer of cleaning out, let's just bring in some what would be really lovely to fill in with right now. Let's bring in balance. So would you create a ball above your head and give the command to that ball to go to the edges of the universe and bring back balance? What color is balance to you? You can do this one with your eyes open so that you can do this when you're driving. You can do it when you're in a meeting. It's like, wow, right now I need a little bit more positivity or calmness or a little bit more just smile, happy. And when that ball is completely filled with balance, would you reach up and pop it with your non-dominant hand and allow that beautiful, beautiful energy of balance to flow into all the cells of your being? Filling in where you just evacuated all that energy. Bringing balance into your beingness. Great. All right, stretch again. And then let's do this next bigger piece of work. So would you allow your eyelids to close? And would you follow three of those circular breaths? Breathing in through the nose, out through the heart. Breathing from all that is back into your heart. And breathing back out into all that is. I am one with all. All is one with me. And many times when we are in relationship, there has been a misunderstanding that happened a long, long time ago. So would you create a rose? And would you give the command to this rose to collect up the energy of the first time that you heard the words, "I cannot love you. I cannot love you." And we attached, "You are unworthy of being loved." We didn't see the fear from the person who was giving the message. And for some of us, we heard this the first time in our teens. You know, "I can't love you," as our hormones are starting to play. For some, we heard it when we were 3 or 4 years old. For some, we heard it when we were in utero. "I cannot love you." The mother is in fear, doesn't know what to do. But as the child, we heard, "I cannot love you." So take a breath. Allow the rose to do the work. We're collecting up, "I cannot love you." And let's add to that, "I will not love you." "You are unworthy of my love." Again, just notice how the density, the heaviness that's coming out with this rose. And if you need to, create another rose right next to it. If you need a bouquet, if you need a field of roses, doesn't matter. Use what you need. Allow the roses to do the work. It's simply collecting up this energy out of the cells of your beingness, out of the mental body, the emotional body, the physical body, all that energy around, "I cannot love you. I will not love you. I refuse to love you. You're unworthy of my love." Notice the resistance here, all the push and shove. Take a breath. Now, would you just allow this grouping of roses to sit out there? Maybe set it on the left-hand side. Just all those roses, kind of push them out there on the left-hand side, because we're going to come back to this and it's going to keep pulling. However, let's shift our awareness a little bit, create another new rose. And this time, would you give the command to collect up where after we heard, "I cannot love you," each of us internalized that message. So it became very personal. And we said to ourselves, "Self, I cannot love you. I cannot love myself. I am unworthy of being loved. I'm unwilling to love myself." And take a breath. Again, allow the field of roses to do the work. Because right here where this self-love, the lack of love here, this lack of love, this lack of worthiness, this lack of, let's just keep it at lack, led to self-destructive behavior. And that self-destructive behavior may have shown up in undereating, overeating, smoking, drugs, drinking, cutting, excessive sex, no sex. And there's all different kinds of ways that we've been creative with free will to, quote, punish ourselves. So take a breath. Allow those roses to do the work. We're collecting up all the energy around where I told myself, "I cannot love me. I will not love me. I am unworthy of being loved." And notice the colors here, the density here, the heaviness here, the lie here. And take a breath. And then put all those roses out in front of you. So on the left, we have where somebody else gave us the message, "I cannot love you." And then in the front, we have where I told myself, I bought into the lie, "I cannot love myself." Now, would you create a third rose? So somebody else did it to me. Then I did it to myself. You can almost bet your britches that we did it to someone else. So in this third rose, would you collect up the energy of where you were the deliverer of the message? "I cannot love you. I will not love you. You are unworthy of my love." And you may have given it to a child, to a parent, to a teacher, to a religious person, to an animal, to a plant. Just don't judge it. Just collect up the energy where instead of being the victim, we became the persecutor. We've all played all those roles. We've all been yellow and brown and green and black and blue and male and female. And we've all played every role that's out there. We have played the role. And we keep all of that energy in this physical body until we cleanse it out like we're doing right now. So take a breath. It was done to me. I did it to myself. And then I did it to someone else. Now, take all these roses. Now put these ones out in front of you to the right so you can see all of this energy. And I want you to take two or three steps back and I want you to really observe all of this pain, all of this stagnant energy that has been held into the cells of the physical, emotional, and mental bodies. Now, what would you like to do with this energy? It's not a healthy thing to hold on to. So would you be willing to put some C4 underneath all this and explode it all, releasing all of this into the adamantine particles and giving it down into where Gaia needs fertilizer? Explode away, my friends, explode away. Take a breath, bring yourself back into present time, present moment. And there was something that was presented, so we're going to shift here just a little bit and create a rose that represents doubt. I began to doubt myself. I went for something. I didn't achieve my goal, and therefore I began to doubt myself. Doubt my ability to accomplish a goal. Doubt my ability to step forward. Just doubt. And that doubt led me to stop believing in myself. You see the layers here? So we're just going to collect up that energy around doubt and accomplishment. I didn't accomplish what I wanted to. And just notice as you're collecting up all this energy, if the image that I keep seeing as I'm rolling this out is like an octopus. And here was the original goal as the head of the octopus and all these legs, and they're all attached to something that got affected by the doubt that was created. So if that is true, if you can resonate with that, would you give each of the legs of the octopus the command to collect up all of the residues in all of the experiences where you went for something? You really did. He's like, this is it. I'm giving it my all. And then there was that next suction cup, if you will. Something happened. The next suction cup, I didn't get where I wanted to go, and I gave up on myself. And then that led to something else. There was another behavior. So as an example, another behavior, I gave up on myself, and then I went back to that self-destructive, well, it doesn't matter anyway, so I might as well go, you know, eat that whole bag of cookies. Silly example. However, it may be part of what we're working on here. An octopus has many, many little suction cups on a tentacle. And we're giving the command for each of those tentacles to be like a little suction rose. So we have 8 legs with suction roses all over them, collecting up, sucking up doubt and where we didn't accomplish something. Great visuals, guys. Thank you. And now would you again explode your octopus rose? Excellent. And take a breath, bring yourself back into present time, present moment, and just notice all that big, big, big now vastness that's inside of you that we get to now fill in with you. So would you put that ball above your head? And would you have it collect up self-worth? Ball, I call it a golden sun. Would you go to the edges of the universe, of the omniverse? And would you bring back, would you collect up all of my self-worth? I call my self-worth back to me. And do you have a particular color that you're saying, I want my self-worth back on a ribbons of blue? What is your color of self-worth? And would you bring it into that ball above your head and pop it and allow that self-worth to now flow into all the cells of your body and do the dance with balance that's been zooming around in all your cells? Self-worth. When we look at self-worth, there's value. I value myself. Would you create another rose and would you bring back self-love? I love who I am. I love the man I'm becoming. I love the woman I'm becoming. I love the spiritual being I'm becoming. I love bringing myself into balance and well-being. Just pop that bubble and allow all that self-love to penetrate and permeate all the cells. Giving yourself permission to absorb, to integrate self-love with self-worth and balance. This is who I am. And one of the greatest compliments that I think we can ever pay anyone is to say that I love who I am in your presence. I can definitely tell you that in my life, when I am unable to say those words, I remove myself from the situation. It may mean I walk out of an event, I walk out of a gathering, I hang up the phone, whatever that looks like, because I know the most important thing that I can do is to love myself. And let's just, for grins and giggles, would you create a third ball and would you go collect up the vibration of happy? I'm happy with me. I'm happy with what I'm creating for myself right here, right now, in this moment. I'm so pleased with myself. I'm bringing in happy. Giggles, laughter, happy, happy, happy joy. I call that back home to me. And then reach up and pop that happy bubble, allowing it to join and dance and move and sway to the rhythms of balance and self-love and self-worth. And breathing it into your heart, filling in all that you are, and allowing this new vibration to expand out on your breath, filling in from your heart all the way out to that rose in front of you, to the rose behind you, to the rose on your left, to the rose on your right. The rose above you and the rose below you. This is who I am. Worthy, lovable, love, happy, joy, balance. Would you wiggle your fingers? Would you wiggle your toes? Make your body real? And I will see you in the next class. Thank you.